Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Alexandra Binkowska, CEO of Hydrogen Utopia International, which is a company pioneering non-recyclable waste products to hydrogen technology. Good afternoon, Alexandra. How are you?
Well, to me, it's a very good morning. I'm in New York, but I'm very well. I think I'm over my jet lag, so I'm in a great shape.
Good to hear that. We'll cover why you're in the States shortly. But for our listeners who aren't familiar with your company, do you think you can give us an overview of the company and of yourself?
Absolutely. So Hydrogen Utopia International, HUI, as we call it, is a unique revolutionary technology which turns all the unrecyclable mixed waste plastics into valuable syngas and hydrogen, which I believe is vital, essential for in the current world, in the current market, for many reasons. First of all, of course, we need a transition. We need a transition from fossil fuels, and it's not a revolution, but it's a transition to start using other sources of energy. And the other thing, of course, is the war in Ukraine, where there are massive shortages of gas, natural gas, which we can replace with our synthetic gas, and it's a game changer. So what we do, once again, we turn what is, as people believe, an enemy, the plastic waste, unrecyclable plastic waste, into energy, which we all need. Just to give you an interesting example, why it's important now, Brussels decided to cut their heating to 19 centigrades for their official buildings, which is actually very, very cold. I mean, you know, we're used to kind of 21, 22, 23 degrees. And some people are saying, well, you have to just basically buy yourself plenty of warm sweaters and thermophores and so on, because it will be a cold winter. You know, they are urging to basically just save energy. And this is not the world we are used to. We are used to a world of abundance and, you know, energy freedom and so on. And this time is over because Russia is gone, and we are going to use their resources anymore. So we have to find new ways of doing it and of heating ourselves in the winter. And at the same time, we are tackling the plastic crisis, which is a crisis. But, you know, we don't see a company like ours, HUI, doesn't see plastic as an enemy. It sees us as a friend in a way that it can produce energy, which we need. And that's it. So I'm looking at plastic, which is all around me. And, you know, I don't see a problem with it because I have a way of turning it into what we need.
Good. So basically you said, obviously, good to help for sort of climate change improvements, and at the same time sort of eliminating waste plastic, which is, I think, everyone think to be quite a good thing.
Yeah, I actually think that people constantly, I think, mix it up, the climate change and plastic pollution. I think we should look at the world like we look at a human body, in a holistic way, right? I mean, it's like when one thing breaks, the other thing breaks as well. If you have problems with sleeping, then you don't really do good at work. So if you have rivers, basically, we have droughts now. We have rivers filled with plastic. Then it goes to the oceans. Then it goes into our ecosystem. It goes into our fish. Then we eat the fish. You know, so it's. I think climate change and plastic pollution actually are intertwined. I mean, it's the whole pollution problem and the climate change are just one holistic problem that we have to tackle. Like other ones, you know. It's just we've inadvertently, you know, because progress is something that we all need, we have changed the world. So we have just need to now, you know, we have to learn how to live in this changed world in a better way.
And you said at the beginning of the podcast that you're in the States at the moment. Do you want to give us a bit more information about why you're there?
Sure. So HUI, I think, did a very right move by listing on the OTC QB market. We were actually rushed through the process. I thought it would take much longer than it has, but we are on the we're trading on the OTC QB, and it's actually like one of the first step of entering the American market. And there are a few angles to that. When I started HUI in October 2020. I remember already in the beginning of 2021, I thought that this technology would be perfect for America. I mean, like, you know, the scale of their projects, their scale of their technology, the speed of the things that are happening in the US when it comes to, you know, technology. You can whichever report you're going to read, you'll see that Americans are very fast in rolling out technology. So I always dreamt from the very, very beginning of the United States. I lived here as a child for 5 years. So I kind of got the speed and pace of how they work. So I always dreamt of it, right? So this is one reason. So I had this dream of like rolling out the systems here. The other thing is, of course, that I believe that there are many Americans who actually want to invest in European stocks. So that's why I want to promote our European, you know, Aquis stock in the States. So they have, I just want to promote the stock here. I want to promote the technology here. So I am here for various reasons, and I'm just pretty much opening doors to whoever I can and try to make people aware of what we are doing, because this can be extremely beneficial from any angle. I would love to find, this is my first trip here with AGY, so I kind of I'm trying to be you know, pessimistic optimist, or you know, just I'm trying to keep my expectations low or not to get too excited. But America reads exciting. We have incredible amount of meetings lined up with high net worths, with institutions. I can't name them, but it's really exciting. We have 5 days of full meetings from Monday to Friday, going from New York, going down the East Coast to Connecticut, to Hartford, to Florida, to Atlanta. I mean, to Atlanta and to Florida, to Orlando. So they are all packed, I'll be just trying to make the technology, you know, widespread. Exactly, as well. Yeah. So if I hit a great fund manager, fantastic, a market maker, fantastic. If I manage to find a man who will say, you know what, I really want to build it in Europe with you, because I come from Ireland, or I come from Poland, and my grandmother, you know, used to live here, you know, in Poland. Yeah, I mean, was from Poland 30 years ago. I want to help you. I'll be delighted. So, you know, America is to me really this continent of incredible opportunities, and you know, I'm here. I'm a pathfinder, so I'm an explorer. So I'm exploring, if you will.
It sounds like you've got a busy schedule ahead for the week you've got there. But speaking of the States, then, how do you think the new Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 that was initiated by Biden? How do you think that will affect the growth of the hydrogen economy?
I never expected that, of course. I mean, nobody expected that. We listed before President Joe Biden signed it. I was delighted to hear it. Basically, it's a very complex and a big document, which gives tax reductions to many clean technologies, including the hydrogen one. So there's an act there in the whole, you know, in this whole document, referring to clean energy, to clean hydrogen, not only to green, but to clean hydrogen, without specifying the technology exactly, being very technology agnostic, basically saying that if you produce clean hydrogen, you get up to $3 of credit. So which means that we could just basically sell our hydrogen. Well, we can be just competitive, right? And this is what it's all about. So government will be supporting technologies like ours, not only AGY, obviously, but like ours, which is very, very important to us. Because we believe that in order to change the world, we need to have as many technologies as ours going. So, as I mentioned, the bill is very, very complex. It's very, very, very large, very long, but it also mentions clean hydrogen and the $3 credit for producing it, right? So, yeah, it's very exciting. It's really exciting. As I said, we didn't expect it. We listed on the OTCQB before we knew about this. And there was no signs of it. I mean, I didn't hear anything like that before. So I knew that Joe Biden is extremely, I would say, climate friendly and conscious of what is happening to the planet. But nobody expected anything like that, which is very, very beneficial to us.
It does sound that way.
Yeah.
Alexandra, do you think you can tell us a bit about the current projects you have in the pipeline?
Absolutely so. The current projects are, I think the most important for me is Ireland now, the Irish project that we are partnering with the powerhouse energy group, PAG, AIM listed company, and a project where we believe to build our first facility turning, as I mentioned, waste waste plastic into hydrogen. So Ireland is first. Poland, I believe, will be the second. There's an incredible need for hydrogen, and well, hydrogen mainly there. We have a letter of intent from a city for 10 systems, plus other cities, like three or four, already waiting in the pipeline as well. The demand is very, very large, because basically Poland set its goal to be a hydrogen country, so to speak. They are doing a lot there. I mean, the problem is mainly that there's a problem. There's some issue between Poland and the EU, which will be resolved when the new government will come into place. Then there's Greece, where we have an incredibly friendly mayor. We have a piece of land awaiting for us in Florina, West Macedonia. Which is in the middle of the JTF fund. So it's very important to underline that we are following the JTF scheme. So we are going to be building plants in the places where our post coal mining regions, you know, so people lose their jobs when EU close their coal mines, and we'll just produce we'll create our systems there. We're going to create jobs, and this is where JTF granting and loan system comes into place, and is very important. So there's Bulgaria as well, which I think is important, but it's kind of like a few years behind Ireland and Poland. But yeah, so I would say, yeah, Ireland, Poland, Greece, Bulgaria. Funny enough, it's not funny at all, but we have an incredible interest from Germany lately, because, as you know, Germany was very connected to Russia lately. I mean, just with their Nord Stream 2 and Nord Stream 1, and they basically made themselves dependent on the Russian gas, which now it's gone. It's all gone. So they are turning into new technologies, new technologies to find energy. They've shut down their nuclear power plants for now. So they're desperate for energy. Funny enough, they are importing energy from Poland, which is unheard of. And it is a new world order. So we got plenty of interest from large companies, which I can't mention in this interview because we all have NDAs. There's a proper interest in Germany, and of course I cannot mention enough about our cooperation with a giant Linde, $150 billion company now, who will be facilitating us with their long lead items and helping us build the plant. So I think Germans have incredible, like the whole world, but Germans especially have incredible confidence in Linde. And also, you know, now with the energy crisis they're going through, is very important for them to have a technology like ours. So we've lately been really very active in Germany as well.
So you kept very, very busy by the sounds of it. It's not just the States, it's also around Europe, and a lot of prospects by the sounds of it. Alexandra, thank you for taking the time to share, you know, your company and a bit about yourself. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the near future.
Well, I'm very excited. Thank you very much for the time. And I will try to do my best all across Europe and the US for now.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.